And now we come to self-esteem. You will never have good self-esteem if you refuse to think well about yourself. Self-esteem is merely feeling good about yourself. And when you feel good about yourself, you develop confidence. Confidence then builds self-esteem. Each one feeds the other. Once you get the rhythm going, you can accomplish almost anything. Self-esteem is just that, what you think about yourself. You have the freedom to think anything you want. Why would you ever want to belittle yourself? You were born extremely confident. You came into this world knowing how wonderful you are. You were so perfect when you were a tiny baby. You did not have to do anything. You were already perfect, and you acted as if you knew it. You knew you were the center of the universe, and you were not afraid to ask for what you wanted. You freely expressed your emotions. Your mother knew when you were angry. In fact, the whole neighborhood knew it. And when you were happy, your smile lit up the whole room. You were so full of love and confidence. Tiny babies will die if they don't get love. But once we are older, we can learn to live without love, but no baby will stand for that. Little babies love every inch of their bodies, even their own feces. They have no guilt, no shame, no comparison. They know they are unique and wonderful. You were like that. Then somewhere during your childhood, well-meaning parents passed on their own insecure feelings and taught you feelings of inadequacy and fear. At that point, you began to deny your own magnificence. These thoughts and feelings never were true and certainly are not true now. I want to bring you back to the time when you really knew how to love yourself. Mirror work is simple and very powerful. Mirror work simply means looking into a mirror when you say your affirmations. Mirrors reflect our true feelings back to us. As children, we received most of our negative messages from adults, many of them looking us straight in the eye and perhaps even shaking a finger at us. Most of us today, when we look into a mirror, will say something negative to ourselves. We either criticize our looks or berate ourselves for something. To look yourself in the eye and make a positive declaration about yourself is one of the quickest ways to get positive results with affirmations. I ask people to look in their eyes and say something positive about themselves every time they pass a mirror. And if something unpleasant happens to you during the day, immediately go to the mirror and say, "I love you anyway." You see, events come and go, but the love you have for yourself can be constant, and it is the most important quality you possess in your life. And if something wonderful happens, go to the mirror and say, "Thank you." Acknowledge yourself for creating this wonderful experience. First thing in the morning and last thing in the evening, I want you to look into your eyes and say, "I love you. I really love you. And I accept you exactly as you are." It can be tough at first, but if you stick with it, in a short time, this affirmation will be true for you. And won't that be fun? You will find that as your self-love grows, so will your self-respect. And any changes that you find yourself needing to make will be easier to accomplish when you know that they are the right ones for you. Love is never outside yourself. It is always within you. As you are more loving, you will be more lovable. So choose new thoughts to think about yourself and choose new words to tell yourself how magnificent you are and that you deserve all the good that life has to offer. I am totally adequate for all situations. I choose to feel good about myself. I am worthy of my own love. I stand on my own two feet. I accept and use my own power. It is safe for me to speak up for myself. I am loved and accepted exactly as I am right here and right now. My self-esteem is high because I honor who I am. My life gets more fabulous every day. I look forward to what each new hour brings. I am neither too little nor too much, and I do not have to prove myself to anyone. Life supports me in every possible way. My consciousness is filled with healthy, positive, loving thoughts that reflect themselves in my experience. The greatest gift I can give myself is unconditional love. I love myself exactly as I am. I no longer wait to be perfect in order to love myself.